SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. A senior U.S. official tells ABC News early this morning Israel launched a retaliatory strike against Iran. Israeli officials have not taken credit for the explosions over a military base that is near a nuclear site in the central city of Isfahan. Neither the Israeli government nor the IDF are commenting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What is crucial at this moment is that the Iranian state media, the mouthpiece of the regime in Tehran, is playing this down. They're saying that nuclear facilities in that area are completely untouched. They're showing scenes of normalcy in the city of Isfahan this morning. And the other crucial point is that the Israeli government are just not owning this strike whatsoever.
This is former Pentagon official Mick Mulroy.
Diplomacy always has to be what leads here. Obviously, we're already in a shooting war, which means diplomacy has failed. But that doesn't mean you give up on it.
This is ABC News. Authorities in Ohio have released body cam video of the aftermath and the fatal shooting of an Uber driver who investigators believe was the victim of a scam. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
81-year-old William Brock, seen moments after he shot 61-year-old Lolitha Hall, telling Clark County deputies he had received a call from someone demanding $12,000 for bail money for a relative of his. It was a scam.
This guy trying to say he had a nephew in jail.
Authorities believe the same scammers targeted the Uber driver through the app, hiring her to pick up a package from Brock's home without telling her what they told him. The homeowner prevents her from leaving, shooting her three times, then calling 911.
Big drop in existing home sales, down more than 4% in March compared to February, biggest decline since 2022. One reason may be mortgage rates, which have surged over 7% for the first time this year. That is the highest level since 2023. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains have been found believed to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the remains were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee early Thursday. 19-year-old Shardae Robinson was last seen April 1st. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is charged with killing her. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger Andrade is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
The study says people who live near highways have it worst of all. 120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Another Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, just hours after we told you that guard A.J. Storr was leaving Wisconsin to play for Kansas, another Badgers basketball player has entered the transfer portal. It's guard Chucky Hepburn. That's two starters in 2 days, leaving coach Greg Gard's program. Marquette introduced their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra is a former Marquette assistant.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help me help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers Sunday night, game one of their playoff series. No new updates on Giannis or Damian Lillard.
I hate to tell you this. I didn't even ask today. I didn't ask about Dame today. Troy comes in and tells me who's practicing. And I said, we can talk about that later. I need to get to the practice plan.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs near 50. It will be windy out of the west, gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 33, still a bit breezy. Mostly sunny with a high near 49 on Saturday, 59 in sunshine on your Sunday.
Right now, it's 37.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL star, Phil Nee on National Record Store Day, and Tim Gerson, LA film critic.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. A little chilly out there. 38 degrees in Green Bay, 38 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Winds from the northwest at 11 miles an hour.
How do you know that?
Because I can tell. I've got a built-in.
How did you even know of 38 in Appleton? The screen says 38 in Green Bay, 38 in Oshkosh.
Did you just
make it up?
I called somebody.
What is it, Todd? 37.
37. Oh, it's gone down.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But it is winds northwest at John, 11 miles an hour.
I don't think you should say that if it's not fact, because
Jim, what
if
who's going to be a mariner, you or I?
What if somebody's going to be flying
today? Who's going to be a mariner, you or I? Well, you know what? If somebody's going to be flying today and they're going to depend on me for their aeronautical advice, I don't think you should be flying.
So what did you say it was? 11 out of this? What?
Northwest.
And it is
9 out of the west.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I've got 10 out of the west, but okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
Close.
Not even close. Yeah, I was 1 mile off.
No, but the direction, though. You're 25%
off. No, it's swirling. Northwest. Northwest. It goes back and forth here. So, I'm going to tell you something.
All right.
I'm working on something.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we got to do a quick poll.
I will say this. So I want to just say something about yesterday.
Yeah.
So, Johnny brought in that. What did he call it? I forgot what it was called already. I got it written down somewhere. The shake, the grab a mug.
Oh, yeah.
But we called it something else.
Healthy, nutritious, and oh so delicious.
Yeah, okay, that's what
it was. Once you grab a big mug of health.
Yeah, we'll get a jingle going to that.
Yeah.
But I was reading something about sleep, but we have to get you tested. I don't want to talk about that right now. But what I want to talk about is this guy said, you know, what we're missing on sleep. Everybody talks about, you know, dark room, you don't have the blue screen, and you know, maybe some like wave music or what's
I could
called?
Use some Ace Champion stuff.
No. Oh. Yeah, that kind of music. But the guy said what you eat, because people discount how important your diet is to sleep. So I think if we don't
grab a cup of health,
right?
Yeah,
you'll sleep better.
You want me to make you a cup every day?
No, but he said bananas is a good thing.
I eat a lot of bananas,
and that's in your drink too.
Right? I eat a lot of them.
So anyway, I think you're onto something. Well, thank you.
Well, it must be nice that you have Todd bringing you coffee.
I know.
Hey, Your Excellency, here's your coffee, Your Excellency.
Oh, the good old days.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
But anyway, sleep's
really... What else did it say?
No, it was just talk about things that you should eat and shouldn't eat, and some of it's kind of
obvious.
What do
you mean for sleep? What other ones?
Food?
Yeah.
I got it.
All right. I think that'd be really... I'd love to see this. That'd be very interesting.
Because it's... You maybe take some stuff to sleep. There's those of us who, you know, maybe read and fall asleep. But the guy's like, look, if you really want to sleep, look at your diet. And he gave the 6 foods to eat and then like six foods not to eat. It was either in the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal. Anyway, I will get that article and I'll bring it in next
You know
week.
What? You know what I realize is, I don't know if this is earth shattering, but the greatest, what's the inducement, I guess, for weight loss, the thing that will encourage you most to almost a, you know, a really fanatical place for weight loss, you know what it is?
The opposite sex.
What?
Like how you look, like your ego?
Nah. I'm beyond that. That's...
Well, you're not beyond it. You just...
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, here's what it is. What you need to do is you need to put on a hoodie and a yellow vest and have somebody video you picking up trash. You'll never look bigger than a hoodie and a yellow vest walking around downtown Green Bay picking up trash.
Yeah.
Did you see our videos that we did yesterday?
No.
Oh, you don't look so bad. I look
no,
like.
No, you guys look great.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But for the listeners, Johnny and I really try to, you know, engage in the community on so many things, on education, on reading. And we had the, because Earth Day is coming up next week, they had the downtown, what was it called? Trash Bash?
Trash Bash.
Yeah. Trash Bash. And they said, well, you come to Whitney Park and you get a map and you get the picker-upper things. And
okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little reluctant at first when I heard this. And you know why? Because I thought we were going to have to clean up Whitney Park. and between with those dogs running around out there,
yeah,
you know what you'd find all over Whitney Park.
Right. But so, and so they, that was a great turnout, what, 50 people?
Fantastic.
And then they gave us our little
map. I mean, they had maps.
Right, maps. And so the lady's talking, and these picker-upper things are, they're actually pretty
cool. I love them.
Cool. You can pick up cigarette butts, how detailed they get, but... But Todd, so the lady's talking and everybody's paying attention except Mino, just like school, looking around, just total ADD. So he starts taking that picker and he's picking off people's hats. And then you know what he did? He untied my shoes. He pulled that. And she's like, you know, would you pay it? I can just see you in school, man. Just totally you in school. But anyway, it was great. We had fun. We picked up the trash along Washington Street, right in front of our studio down in Nicolet Bank. And, you know, people were just saying thanks for doing that. We stopped in at a couple businesses who are big listeners to the show and just asked them how they're doing, thanked them. So that was a nice community.
Absolutely.
It only took a couple hours. That was fun.
Yep. We filled out a dumpster.
Oh, my God. So we're walking by a dumpster because we're doing that.
We haven't posted that video quite yet.
We'll wait till we show that one.
Yeah. We'll probably post that today or tomorrow.
So
Monday.
John's like, look what we did.
And no, you know what, though? I downtown Green Bay, I mean, I love downtown Green Bay.
You do?
Do I think there's some improvements needed?
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. Yes.
But I wish other people would respect the. Why do you there's cigarette containers for cigarette butts, and there'll be like 50 cigarette butts 4 feet away. Little things like there's a garbage can and there's empty cans 4 feet away.
Or plastic cups. Can't you just take one more step?
And throw it in there? No. Or put your cigarette butt in the thing?
Yeah.
And by the way, I got to give Jenny from downtown Green Bay credit. One of her jobs is going around and cleaning out the cigarette butt things. God bless her. I don't want that job.
It just, she puts her hand in there and it just stinks.
I'm just wearing gloves and everything, but God bless her. You bet. Yeah. So, but anyway, that was a good time. Oh, by the way, one thing though. So we had our buddy John Kramer here yesterday taking some pictures for us. Okay. Mm-hmm. He said, we need to do a quick poll on this.
Okay.
He said his wife, Gigi, thinks I should tone it down on you.
Well, no, John, it was just his wife. There were some other people, too, that, like, you gotta, you know, yeah. I mean, I get abused in the morning. Yeah.
So can we do a quick poll? Should I, what was the term he used? Tone it down on my attitude towards you?
Condescending?
Yeah.
Well, now, hold on a second.
Okay.
Because
go both ways.
That's the thing. I mean, it really does.
This is live pickleball here.
Right.
Yeah. Two old guys just smacking it back and forth.
Jim
and
just
not
has
really
a
moving.
Jim has a way, though, and you know this, Mino,
I know this.
Of saying something very nice, and then...
Then it hits me a little later. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What did he just say?
Or he comes back really quickly with a quick one.
Passive aggressive.
That I just don't quite even get at first. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty easy.
In fact, somebody said something.
There was one right there.
Actually, actually, somebody texted me something. I can't even sit on the air. Texted me yesterday. They said they pretty much spit up their coffee with something you said. I said, I didn't catch it. He said it was like going into a break. It was like 2 second thing. Says, I didn't even catch it.
I had a friend of mine stop over last night, and he was talking about something too, where we were kind of going back and forth on Monday. And I, you know, I don't remember what we said 15 minutes ago, much
yeah,
less
I know,
Monday.
Exactly.
And he just,
yeah.
Anyway, it's mutual respect, but yeah, I mean,
okay,
no, you don't
so
have
I'm
to
like that.
Well,
I'm going to ask the people.
Nah.
It's a show of the people.
John.
Folks, quick poll. Should I tone it down with the mayor?
Yeah, it's.
Yes or no?
John, it's.
Yes
it's,
or no?
It's for our listeners, because I don't listen to you, so.
Okay. We're doing it. Also got text here. Rest in peace, Dickie Betts. Rambling man. Dickie Betts, one of the all-time great. He's old school. Hey, Todd?
Absolutely.
You want to talk about old Southern rock? This is the guy who was one of the biggest influencers with Southern rock of all time. He's with the Allman Brothers when they were, like, all still alive.
I went to their, like, museum, that house
the
where they
Brothers?
Started. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I've always liked them a lot.
They, yeah. And it's like the house where they kind of started. It's, I don't know, they call
well,
it a museum.
Was it,
a, but,
was it Muscle Shoals, Alabama?
No.
No, it wasn't in Alabama? Okay. Because wasn't Muscle Shoals kind of the headquarters of Southern Rock, Todd, back in the day?
They were. It was. I don't know if it was the headquarters, but a lot of
Big
stuff came out of
there.
Big
recording studio there and everything, and a lot of the greats passed through there. I know even Cher cut a lot of stuff there. CCR, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I used to love Southern Rock.
How old was he?
Oh, he's got to be 78. What do you think, Todd?
Let me see here.
Would he be that old?
Age 80.
80. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Ramblin' Man was, oh my gosh, that was 1973, I believe. So yeah.
So it was in Macon.
Macon, Georgia?
Right.
And yeah, Macon had, yeah.
The mayor of Macon.
Actually,
and I
think that's, yeah, that is where the Allman Brothers are from.
Oh, yeah, they are.
That's right. You're right. You're
they
right.
Are.
You're right.
And the mayor down there and I were pretty good friends, and I was down to visit him. He's been up here to visit me. And so anyway, I was there, and that was, he's like, look, you want to go see the Allman Brothers?
Oh, cool. Okay.
But it's more of a house. It's not like the museum, like Hall of Fame.
The only thing with them, they turned weird once he married Cher, then got divorced right away. Is Cher's child Greg Allman's?
Well, the original child is Sonny Bono's, right? Chastity, who is now
okay.
Chaz. But they had Elijah Blue.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever became of him?
He's going through, right now, in fact, the big story is he's going through some troubles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So many of those kids, huh?
Yep.
I mean, you think, you know, you see that and say, oh, my God, how lucky are those kids? But, man, they have
well
problems.
They kind of start off a little weird with weird names.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Although Elijah's not bad.
No, Elijah's
I also liked
name.
Elijah.
That's a cool name.
Oh, my gosh. I love watching little snippets of comedians. There's this young comedian, and he was like, yeah, so when I was in high school, I started a band, you know, to attract the girls and everything, and made a few mistakes. First of all, we're a Christian band, and if you don't know Christian bands, they're exactly like rock bands, except not as good. And he's like, and it, we failed, you know, we failed, and we failed at music. That sucked. And had to have a meeting with the band. It's like Ezekiel, Moses, Jeff from public school.
Jedediah.
Jedediah was
right,
the other
right,
one.
Right.
Jedediah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. Love those kind of guys. So far, how we do it? No. Don't change. Love the banner. Another one was 9.
So they don't want you to change, so according to the polls.
Yeah.
Here.
So, GG.
Yeah,
I don't know. Try. I don't know. Boy, we have some good guests this week, haven't we?
This has been a fun
The
week.
Reason our show is going well is because we have phenomenal guests.
And a great producer.
The greatest producer in the history of radio.
Like you said, Johnny, even yesterday, people want to come on, which is nice that they know about us. And yeah, it'd be fun. This is really going to,
having a good time.
Yeah, it is. We're having a great
Another
time.
Another great lineup today. And it is Friday. Mind on the Mayor. Just getting started. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I feel bad for somebody. The and winds, I don't know who.
The winds
did you notice that outside the window, Todd?
Did you see that?
What was blowing around out there?
A balloon.
Of really nice ones
really
you
nice
buy.
Those big balloons that you buy for like $4.
What
you
know, did
the
it
helium?
Say on it?
It said, this is your day.
It's your day.
And Johnny's like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
They probably tied it to their car or something. And it just, I know.
So no, that's irony.
No, it's not. Anyway.
That's too bad.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, well, she'll have a better day.
What's going on today? Sylvester the Cat Day. Who is Sylvester the Cat? I don't really know who Sylvester is.
Oh, yeah, of course you do, on the cartoons.
Suffer
and suck attack.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. You know, you guys got to realize something, though. Growing up with only one channel, even when it came to cartoons, we only got, like, the CBS cartoons.
I thought you had three channels.
We had one channel growing up, Jim. One. We had WLUC out of Marquette, Michigan, and that was it.
Is that 13?
Six.
Six.
Channel six. That was the only channel we had. Yeah. Bicycle Day. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Boy, we have some listeners that love that.
And my man, Peter Fluke, he's going to take me down. We're going to buy a bike for me at the reconditioned place. I want to get those people on the air. I didn't even know this existed. Did you, Todd?
No.
They take old bikes and they fix them up. Because, like, one of the things Peter said is, you know, bikes don't die. It's not like an engine that dies or whatever. You know, bikes can always be reconditioned and keep them going. And they do that. They restore bikes and sell them at a really, really reasonable rate. So I'm getting one. You want to get one?
I have bikes.
Whatever happened to those green bikes they used to have downtown?
Yeah.
That was your thing, wasn't it?
It was.
What happened?
It was. Not everything I did worked. So we had bikes that we really got those from police auction.
Okay.
And then we would paint them green because of Green Bay, and green is, you know, part of the environment and all that stuff. And then we would, people could just use them from point A to point B. And
I, by the way, bought some tools from a police auction one time.
Yeah. Well, they have jewelry. I mean, it's
they have a lot of stuff.
Everybody thinks it's the bikes, but it's a majority of bikes. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, people, we find it.
I like them. I like police auctions. I think there's one coming up in Manitowoc I want to go to.
We have two a year. I think we do. We used to.
By the way, so far, should Mino tone it down against the mirror? So far, yes, zero, no, 100. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Some of them ended up in the river. Some of them weren't returned. I mean, you're supposed to take them to the museum, work to the museum, and then the repairs. I don't know. It just didn't click. So then, and the other thing that came into play then was the, what are those scooters called? The kid from Appleton that invented them?
Yeah.
The bird?
Those are big in Appleton.
Well, John, that guy's from Appleton. He went to Appleton East, and he, or West, whatever. Those are big all over the country. They came to a mayor's conference and pitched those.
But not here.
Sure they did.
Are they? Are they big here?
We have the bird, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Because, you know, sometimes they leave them lay right in front
of
you.
Yeah, you're right.
The tracking device is much, much better on those.
How do those work? Like, can you just pick one up and turn it on and scoot down the road?
Well, you got to put your credit card in.
Oh, you have to pay?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, how much do you have to pay? Oh, I have no idea how these things work.
You know what, Todd? Since summer's coming, let's get someone from any municipality that has the bird. I think the Packers do. You know that?
No. For what? Why would they have them?
I don't know. To drive around out there?
Get around? Let's somebody from the city who in the planning department, or I mean in the economic development department, oversees the, what's that called? I guess the birds. And we have a lot of them in Green Bay. So
you just put them away for the winter, obviously.
Well, you do really nothing. You just give them the, areas.
But I mean, I haven't seen them out here.
Right. I think they're going to come back, but they pick them up. They have this guy that comes up. Wait till you come. Of course, you just come downstairs and not outside. But if you go for your walk, those guys are out at 5 in the morning picking up the bird and putting them back where they belong. And, you know, you get fined.
I want to try one. I've never.
Yeah.
You get, say that again. You get fined if you don't?
If you don't bring it back to the designated area.
Okay. And they can track you from your credit card?
Oh, yeah.
But they do charge. How do they charge you? Is it like a couple of bucks?
I think they charge you by the
mile or whatever.
No. I think it's by the 15-minute increment. Oh. You know what? I'm getting over my skis here. That was just getting started when I was leaving.
Okay.
So that was another reason that the green bike thing kind of went away, because this is just much more the maintenance. They do everything. But Todd, I'll take care of that. I'll call someone from the city and get them on here to talk about the bird.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
And I think
Travis Vander Zanden is the gentleman from Appleton.
Can you believe that?
Okay.
Yeah, born in 1979.
Young guy.
Millionaire.
Oh, wow.
Company's taken in $415 million in funding.
Oh, my Lord.
And the company gets $1.27 on every ride taken on those things.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you invent something like that, Jim?
I know. And you know the guy.
Well, he tried with the green bikes.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, that's right. That's why he's dropping, 10% to the bottom line? So he's making $40 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an incredible, and the guy's from Appleton, which is kind of cool.
Did he go to like some aeronautical school or something like that, though?
I should see if I can get him on.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
That would be great.
Yeah. Graduated Appleton North.
You're on TV, so when you give like, Jim, you're on.
Yeah. A friend of mine went to school with him.
Okay. Awesome. So, I'd love it. I'd love to get him on.
Yes. Okay. That would be great. Anyway.
Great.
And that's coming up. I mean, they're probably going to be putting those out in the next week or two.
So, love it.
Yeah.
Also, happy birthday to Maria Sharapova, 37 years old. Does she even play anymore?
I don't think so.
Wow. I mean, she was such a big hit about 20 years ago at Wimbledon. She was you know, she's just gorgeous. She's like this 6-foot blonde, long-legged Russian girl. And she was like supermodel-ish. And then, I'll tell you what, that's a tough sport, man. I give the Venus and Serena credit for being as old as they are and still being competitive, because these young girls are coming up from like Eastern Europe, countries I've never heard of, and they're all like 6'1", 6'2", and just good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hitting it so hard. It's unbelievable.
And you know, I mean, the body clock does tick on. And yeah, you get some
but
of
that
these,
sport especially, they're right, starting so right, much younger.
Golf. Sometimes, but
yeah, sometimes guys get better the older they get.
Right. But
yeah,
I agree. But that's
yep.
work.
Also, James Franco, the actor, he's 46. Didn't he get some trouble or something, Todd?
I'm not sure.
With something. Tim Curry, 78. Is Tim Curry from
Rocky Horror,
Picture Show? That's him.
And of course, he was the original clown in It.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was he also. Wasn't he in Beverly Hills Cop, played the part of like a waiter or a maitre d' or something? I think he was in the original Beverly Hills Cop, which I still think is a really funny movie. That's Eddie Murphy movie. Used to be so great.
I was actually watching. Remember his I don't know, live performance that they put out? And he was wearing the red leather and all that.
Yeah.
I watched that for about a half hour last night, laughing my
butt off.
He's funny.
He was funny. He was fantastic. Absolutely.
And he signed he was young.
Oh, crazy young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he signed those 6 movie deals or something.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money. I don't know what he's doing now, but I think he's
like directing and things like that now. I know he was up for an Oscar a few years ago for one of the movies he was in that he was part of.
Yeah.
So we just got a text from Lisa, our news director.
Yeah.
She's down in our Oshkosh studio. She says, no, he wasn't in that. Tim Curry was in Clue and Home Alone 2.
Oh, Home Alone 2. I bet that's what I'm thinking of then. His other role. Okay.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Did you like Rocky Horror Picture Show? It was so weird.
It's creepy.
And it's another one of those things where it's like, sometimes it's really surprising the people that do like it. They might seem like, you know what I mean? It's one
people
of those
People really
things.
Get into it.
It's so quirky.
Jim, have you ever seen it?
No.
You never saw it?
Uh-uh.
He would
That's
be,
why I was...
You'd crawl out of your skin.
Yeah, you'd be, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah. No, I... No, I haven't. I've heard of it, but no.
It was a very cute Susan Sarandon back in the day, though.
Yeah.
You never saw it?
No.
Okay.
Didn't. I saw Beverly Hills Cop, though. That was I like that. That was good.
Alrighty.
For Halloween this year, we're going to make you watch Rocky Horror.
I got another one here. Do not change the show. Love the banter.
Okay.
Yeah. So 100 to nothing so far, Jim. Jim, 100 to nothing.
Well, it was your friend that said
I'm just saying. Up. Okay. Right. Gigi's we'll probably going to be voting here 10 times now.
There we go.
All right. We got a big lineup for you, folks. Coming up, stay with us. Mind of the Mirror on a good-looking Friday. Back after this. Joe DiMaggio.
deal. Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It looks like consumers are deciding to stay home and cook more, and that's got an impact on dairy. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike North is the president of the producer division of EverAg. He's in their Platteville office. He said he's noticing that more and more consumers deciding to forego eating out and save a little money staying at home. But those patterns change the type of dairy they're consuming.
People are maybe starting to move away from going out and cooking more at home, which, you know, generally that means we're going to be backing away from a lot of that full fat, higher protein type of product and, you know, substituting with something else. So I would say that, you know, that could potentially favor the barrel cheese market as we move into a little bit more of a processed shred. But some of those higher value items just aren't going to be there.
Mike North, he's the president of the producer division of EverAg. He tells me that barrel cheese is generally used for shredding purposes. The block cheese generally goes to the deli area of the grocery store. By the way, yesterday in Chicago, both barrel and block cheese remained unchanged at 161. AA butter yesterday down a half a cent to 292 a pound. We'll get you up to speed on what's happening with corn and soybeans next.
To help elevate Wisconsin's dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has not only upheld our state's reputation for superior cheese, but they've also amplified our presence across the world. Ken Hyman, owner of Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield, shares what he's excited for the future of the dairy industry thanks to your checkoff dollars.
I see new products because we're seeing products all over the world. And as they keep coming here, as we have people who travel the world, they bring a lot of these taste things home, and this is what they're looking for. And they will pay to get that done. So what we have is we have all new products. You know, we're looking for new consumers, both here and worldwide. And we can be competitive in the world. It's all about creating demand. And honestly, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has done a really good job in allowing some of the smaller plants to be able to become a specialty, be able to become a lot of these niche markets that are so important to keep all of our dairy farmers alive here in Wisconsin.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
Rolling into a Friday morning right now, December corn is up 3 at 463. November soybeans currently up 6.5 at 1148. The July new crop wheat, that's currently up 8 as well at 561 a bushel. The May Class 3 milk up 3, 1741. The June milk closed 8 cents stronger, 1763 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Friday trade session, please remember, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You can do that at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's a market update. I'm PM Yankee.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs near 50. It will be windy out of the west, gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 33, still a bit breezy. Mostly sunny with a high near 49 on Saturday, 59 in sunshine on your Sunday.
Right now, it's 37.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
What
are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Minow the Mayor here on a cool Friday morning. Going to be kind of cold this weekend, huh, Todd?
I think all week.
Yeah. In fact, they were talking about snow.
No.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw Cameron Moreland did a thing where there might be some snow coming in.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's just trying to get some ratings. Oh, no, it's not going to snow.
They can't do that.
No, it's 50, 51. It's going to be cool. It's, you know.
It's going to be 32 overnight.
It was 37 this morning.
It's going to be 32 overnight.
I don't think we're getting to freezing.
Okay. So far, should Minow tone it down on the mayor? Yes, 5%. Uh-huh. No, 95%.
Thank you, Mom.
Get this one from Terry. Tone it down on Jim. He is a good guy.
Thank you, Terry.
All right.
So, Terry, my mom.
Terry and your mom. If you have your whole family vote.
That's right.
How many cousins do you have? It's more cousins than I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, I don't. 103.
But would they all vote for him or not?
Well, that's true too,
right?
That is true too.
I don't think so.
That is true.
I don't think they would.
But I think they would. My favorite cousins are the ones who live in the city of Green Bay and supported me, voted for me, and supported me financially.
All right. Favorites. Otherwise, you're dead to him.
Very sad day. 29 years ago today, Oklahoma City bombing. Second worst terrorist attack next to 9/11, 168. That was horrible. One of the worst things I've ever, in my lifetime, that's ever happened.
So have you been to that museum down there?
I've never been to Oklahoma. I don't think I've been to, I've been to Oklahoma just driving through it on the way to Arizona. And that's one state that is not a lot of fun to drive through.
But Oklahoma City, that city is awesome. I mean, what they've done, they got everything's Oklahoma City, tumbleweeds. They have a beautiful park system down there. They've restored some great hotels. They have the
white water rafting?
Yeah. Okay. It's built there and you go down, it's right in the city.
Is it artificial or is it a regular river?
No, it's artificial.
Oh.
But it's,
oh, that's
people
cool.
go try. Practice there for the Olympics. They have an unbelievable canal, and so you take these pontoon boats on the canal, and it goes through the downtown, and it ends up at Cabela's, which is pretty cool. That's a great anchor, and all the pontoon boats are green and gold because the mayor loves the Packers.
Come on,
yeah, he's been up there. He's been here three times for games.
Oh wow,
Mick Cornett, mayor for 18 years, been there a long time. He ran for governor and just missed it. Just was not his night. Really good friends with George Bush. That's pretty
well. They've
governor.
Got a guy like Oklahoma State is there, isn't it? Oklahoma State University, close.
Yeah, I don't know that they've got a museum. But anyway, they got Browns.
They've had a guy. I mean, their facilities are mind-boggling for college football. And they had one guy that was a big backer. Guy that grew up with nothing, became an oil engineer, discovered just printed money. I think he died a couple of years ago. Does anybody remember his name? He was giving them the best facilities you'll ever find. But it didn't pay off. They didn't really win that much more. Was it Ross Perot from there?
No.
No, or is he
Texas guy?
Not Ross Perot.
But
let me tell you something.
Let me tell y'all something here. Vote for me, it's going to be a better economy.
Cost us the election.
he always mutters something. Yeah, right. Got another Texter. Hammer down on the mayor.
I wonder who that's from. No, I just want to say that Oklahoma City. When we went down to the playoffs? That was in Oklahoma City, the first round of the NCAA.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went, Mrs. Shepard, Bruce Shepard.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I think the women's basketball was playing the same night, and they were in the final. And so Bruce Shepard, these are the chancellors, right? Of the chancellor of the university. So, and we went out to dinner with her and the mayor and some other people. And they have a great bronze statue park with just these huge bronze statues of the buffalo and the cowboys. It's just a very cool city. And I just want to say where they made a lot of money, you're right. I mean, oil obviously is where they made all their money, but that fracking they got into big time.
That's a big controversy again, isn't it?
And I don't know that it's
still big. In Pennsylvania, I know that's really big.
I don't know if it's still as big, but And then you have to get to that museum, and it's, you know, you go stay downtown.
I love museums.
It's walkable, but you listen, and they're having a meeting, and when that bomb goes off, and that, you know, it's just really horrible. Moving, and they go through the whole thing, and, you know, pulling the guy over and arresting him and making sure they didn't know when they, you know, arrested him that he was the Oklahoma
McVee.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go through the whole thing, and it's an awesome museum, and they have the chairs. And
for anybody that goes to Arizona for vacation or whatever, go right downtown Phoenix, right by the state capitol. They've got the greatest veterans museum. It's not a museum or a park, veterans park, I've ever seen in my lifetime. They've got depictions, beautiful statues of so many things from Vietnam and even 9/11 and all. It is such a great park right by the capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. It's unbelievable. I would love to do something like that in Green Bay. It's just amazing artwork celebrating our veterans.
And there's a good World War II museum in New Orleans.
I've been to it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was there when it first opened, basically.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's the only time I've been to New Orleans. Well, other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Went down there. Actually stayed close enough. We walked to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. It was, at first, it was called the D-Day Museum. Now it's been changed to, I think, World War II Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard there's another really great one in Florida. A World War II museum or a I love museums. In fact, you know what I'd like to do this summer? And I bet you've already done it. I'd love to go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington.
You know what? I've been to Washington so many times. No.
Never went to it?
Maybe we won't go together, but let's both go and then we'll compare notes.
Yeah. Wait. What did you just say?
Like, you know,
did you just say we'll go together or not go together?
Yeah. So you go and I'll go and then we'll compare notes.
Oh, I gotcha.
That'd be fun.
Okay. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
We'll both go there, but just not together.
Right. That's what I said.
Understood.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Museums, you know, and if we're in Green Bay, you know, I have there's a couple things, you know, priorities is how you're going to run your life, but I really want to get into that Music Hall of Fame museum
in
Green Bay. And you're going to work on the.
Is it a museum or a Hall of Fame?
Well, when you go through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, isn't that kind of a museum? You see the clothes they wore, see that. And wouldn't you call the Country Music Hall of Fame a museum, kind of? They got the cars,
I guess. Okay.
But it would be interactive, you know?
Yeah.
You could hit the button.
Well, that's what it is at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. That thing's awesome. They have Michael Jackson stuff in there. That's a very, very cool museum.
I still love that. You know, somebody was mentioning about Mick Jagger one day, how little he is. Remember that, Todd? I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But they've got one of his costumes displayed in there, and it's so tiny. It looks like a 7-year-old girl would wear these things. And they displayed some of their hate letters they got when they first started out. And one was from some country, I want to say in like maybe the Philippines or someplace, and all the girls were crazy about them with all their letters, and all the guys hated them because the girls were. And this one guy goes, "We hate you so much, we wish to go toilet on you."
I would post that letter, too.
And they got that letter posted.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
But museums, and even here in Green Bay, right, we talk about that. But, I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people have gone to, you know, I think the Packer Hall of Fame, which is kind of a museum, right? It's got the desk.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
The
Auto Museum is terrific.
Great. Fantastic.
That is a great thing. You know, the Neville.
But you know what? You know the area that has more museums than any place? The Manitowoc area.
Yeah, they have that.
They've got so many little museums.
Yeah, they do.
What's the wood block museum?
It's Two Rivers, though. But
Two
right,
Rivers,
yeah,
okay.
That's a good museum. I mean, just, I don't know.
And then don't they have the Sputnik Museum or something?
Well, that's because that landed in Manitowoc.
Right.
A piece of it, right.
And then there's another one. Is it the RAR Museum?
RAR. Yeah.
And then there's some other ones. It's like for a small community. They've got like 8 museums.
Right. 30-some thousand people. But museums, I mean, as long as you can keep them kind of fresh, you know, have one display that turns and then
you don't want
stuff.
It to be where, I've been there.
Right.
And then it's like a zoo. Once you've been to a zoo, it's kind of like, okay.
But they bring in new animals.
I know.
Like even our zoo, the turtles, and that's cool stuff. They got that. I remember when they got the giraffe, it was like, you know, it was like a coup d'etat.
Oh, I can't think of anything more exciting than a new turtle in a zoo.
That was awesome.
I'll bet.
Johnny, they're over 100 years old.
Hey, look, there's a turtle. Hey, what's he going to do? Nothing.
You know, I just, Red Lewis donated that turtle.
Okay.
Place.
I'm backing off.
It was great.
By the way, now at 97%, no, don't turn it down on the mirror.
Okay, cousins. Yeah. Anyway.
Todd, you know, I know what I was going to talk to you about. Can you get a hold of Carrie from up at the Young Family Zoo?
Okay.
Because she was going to come down, and then they had that snowstorm. She couldn't even get out of town.
Yep.
It was so bad. Oh, and also, did you have any luck with our lineman that was working during that thing with four power lines that were down?
I have his, connection.
Yeah.
We'll get that done. We'll get
outstanding.
That.
Yeah, we got some great guests coming on. And you know, another thing we want to talk about, we had Mandy on yesterday.
She was great.
Entrepreneur who started from scratch, going through a divorce, going through whatever, on unemployment, and decide, you know what? What do I have to lose? Let's start up my own business, basically, type thing. I love people who have courage to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I texted back and forth, emailed back and forth, and I said, if you know other people like this, you know, who, because there's a pretty good community, isn't there, of people, entrepreneurs who like start out and they compare notes and kind of support each other.
Very honest with each other. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But can I just say Radio 101, please take your, thank you.
Yes.
I feel like my mom.
What's he doing?
He'll talk in front of this.
I was, okay, go ahead.
You used to do that. I saw at city council meetings or whatever. Yeah. Too. You did that at times too.
That's because I may have been saying something.
I know, under your breath, and that's when I...
believe me, Johnny, I was.
But we really want, and folks, this is your show. You know, this isn't a show. We don't have all these programmers, you know, of us, whatever. This is just the show of the people, for lack of better words. If you have people that you think would be interesting guests for the Green Bay area and the whole thing, Oshkosh, everywhere, Todd, tell them how to contact you.
Yeah, it's simple to do. You can contact me directly at todd.michaels@civicmedia.us. You can also text it in using the Civic Media app or go to our Facebook page and say, hey guys, you know,
here's a great suggestion.
Yep. And we do have posts on our Facebook page asking for your favorite small business.
Yes.
You know, you guys are doing your Tuesday travels.
Yep.
So we've got that on there. People can let us know.
And then, you know where else we have to go in Oshkosh is that place. I could never remember the name of it. That big old, I think it'd been an Eagles Club or Elks or American Legion.
Yep.
That bowling alley downstairs.
Yep.
It's a bowling alley from the 40s, Jim.
All right.
We're doing that.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I'm in.
Got a text here, too. The EAA, not during fly-in, is empty, and it's awesome.
That is. That's
great
cool.
Museum.
That is. That is a great, you're right, that's a great museum. And that's something, you know, when you're driving by there with the kids or something, going to Madison or whatever, stop in there. That's a very, very cool museum. It's not busy during, you know, obviously EAA is crazy. But, yeah, that's...
Milwaukee's museum is pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
right downtown there.
Would you guys be down for a little one-on-one bowling action at the Howard in Oshkosh?
Absolutely.
We'll raise some money for something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
No question about it.
I'll talk to the folks at the Howard.
I'm taking you on.
Bet on me.
I'll be like Johnny Petraglia. Remember who? Johnny Petraglia?
No.
How do you not remember Johnny Petraglia?
I won't remember it this afternoon.
Johnny Petraglia was one of the great bowlers in American history.
Really?
In the 60s and 70s. Johnny Petraglia, he was my hero. He was my idol.
With the white T-shirt, didn't those guys always just like, or the bowling shirts or whatever? Yeah.
Everybody's heard of Johnny Petraglia.
Okay, I'm not going to do a poll. I'm not going to waste people's time.
You don't have
time
to do a poll, but folks, somebody...
That's going to be that same 3-97.
Somebody hook me up. Johnny Petraglia, how great was he? Remember? He was back in the days when bowling was big. I mean, I used to watch that Sunday mornings or Saturday afternoons.
Right.
ABC Wide World of Sports.
I know.
They carried bowling every week.
That bowling, and it's, I don't know where they're doing, how they're doing right now, but they need a Tiger Woods or something.
Do they even have pro bowling anymore? I mean, it used to be Dick Burton and, oh my gosh, those guys were like huge names. I mean, that was like a real, when I worked in Tucson, they had the Tucson Open. And Wayne Webb and all these big Marshall Holman, who was a jerk, one of the biggest jerks I've ever met in all of sports. Guy by the name of Marshall Holman, he was terrible. Then I went off one time. I got to be honest with you. So I'm in Twin Falls, young, stupid kid, you know, on TV.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was watch bowling, and they'd you'd have the shot of the guy coming towards the lane and rolling, and then they'd switch to the ball going down the thing.
Right.
So I went halfway down the lane, like in between the lanes, and started shooting the guys. So I'm like, what are you doing? Why is this? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm covering the tournament. He goes, yeah, but you're kind of a real distraction. And I'm like, well, that's how they do on the, you know, the big time.
Right.
He goes, no, it's not. They have a thing that's kind of like built in the next lane to it. So you don't really see the guy. It's just the camera.
Oh, so it's not a person.
It's not a person moving around.
I can see that. That would be distracting. If you would move or something, that might throw
those
guys.
Yeah, and I used to be a hothead, and I went off. And
yeah, you've sure changed.
Yeah. got this one. I remember Johnny Petraglia. From Mark.
Okay.
That's not Steinboy Mark, is it?
I don't know. It just
he's
Mark.
New Franken. That's what I know.
Oh, okay. It's not him. That's not Steinboy.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that you were right on, which...
Which one is that?
It's about, you know, it's been a year. Dollar Tree.
Just got a picture of the biggest name in bowling right now.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday morning. We got Mark Houston from Bell & Sports Medicine coming up. We got Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land. Record Day is coming up on Saturday. We've got Tony Wilkin coming in, talking about the new, what's going to happen with the market here. We got Christy and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band coming up. And we have live music coming up. Ramona and Flower.
And the Flower.
And the Flower.
And she has got
she's great
a voice.
Amanda played a little bit for us yesterday, and it is awesome. Wait till you hear these people. And she said, Amanda said, wait till you hear them do Bobby McGee.
It's incredible. And they also have, we put a post on our Facebook page where she's singing a song called Shine from Collective Soul in her own version. And that happens to be one of my favorite songs.
Wow.
So I'm going to plead with her to maybe do a little bit of that.
I'm going to plead with her to do Bobby McGee.
Yep.
And if she wants me to, you know,
sing along,
I'll do it.
Well, then she won't. So,
but
we'll
that
just,
is one song.
Will be not to.
Okay. When I sing, me and Bobby McGee, and I do sing it at times, driving along by myself.
That's
one of my favorite songs of all time.
In the car by yourself.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
And, I sing it like Kris Kristofferson.
Oh yeah.
Because I think he wrote it, maybe. Didn't he?
Did. He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And he has a real doubt, you know.
Right. I bet.
And
I can't tell the difference.
And I swear, I sound so much like Kris Kristofferson's version.
When you're in the car alone.
It.
So who?
Right.
And you're confirming
from
that.
From the Kentucky coal mines.
See, now you're not.
To
but, okay,
the California sun.
Look, I just want to say, I want to give
Bobby
you a compliment.
Shared the secret of my soul.
Okay.
How was that?
Right. All right. Get back in the car.
Okay. Not bad.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
hey, I just want to say that you shop at Dollar Tree.
Yes.
And this was in the business section.
Okay.
Dollar Tree plans to sell $7 items. You said six. $7 items. And it just said that, you know, we're a long way from
that. That does keep going up, I'll tell
it
you
does.
That.
This year, across 3,000 stores, we expect to expand our multiple assortment by over 300 items, which is cool, at price points ranging from $1.50. So there's not even anything
it's
in there
for
$1.
It's not even $1.25 anymore. You know, it was a buck. Everything's $1.50 now?
$1.50 to $7.
Oh, my
the
God.
The CEO said that. So, yeah, that's...
Is that false advertising if something's called, like, the Dollar Tree, the Dollar Store, and it's, like, $8? Because I actually went shopping at the Dollar Store up here the other day, up on Broadway, up in that one, on Walnut Street.
That's Walnut, right?
Yeah,
right,
I went there, I went shopping up there, okay? Mm-hmm. Buy some stuff. And you know, everything was there was almost, like, regular price, like, almost anywhere else. So I think that's kind of false advertising.
They should just change the name to Dollar Store.
Plural. Well, it is. But what? But yeah, dollars.
Yeah, that's
what yeah, dollars.
Well, I mean, back in the day, was the five and ten or the five and dime really a five and dime?
No, it's a good point.
You know, I
good
mean,
point.
it's just kind of the
dime store.
It's probably a little cheaper at the dollar store.
But man, how exciting was that to go into the dime store when you had some money? If you had like a dollar,
but you'd walk out with junk, basically, wouldn't you?
I would always get here's
the
actually. You know
store.
What? I did this one time when because the only thing we had to pay for. In the little school I went to, the little Catholic school I went to, you had to buy some supplies, your own supplies, and pay for the books. But we didn't have tuition, okay? So
the church funded all that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they're all, there's a reason it's not in existence anymore. None of them are. But I remember my dad gave me like $5 to go, and there's a whole list of everything you had to buy. This kind of tablet, three ring thing,
glue,
eraser, scotch tape, rulers, both, right. A whole list of things.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I bought BBs for my BB gun, slingshots, airplane glue. I spent the whole thing on other stuff.
Yeah.
And then first day of school, the guy next to me, hey, you have an extra pencil. I still remember my dad could have killed me. Spent every dime on fun stuff at the dime store.
Yeah.
But that's hard to tell a kid, hey, here, you know what I mean? And you walk away all this cool stuff.
Well, especially you. I would not have sent you alone with money to buy your school supplies. Yes, but I'm sure your dad was busy. But yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
did you double dip then? And he had to not only fund your BBs, but did he come back and fund your school supplies?
What do you think?
I'm sure he did.
He did not. That came out of my Nightcrawler picking fund.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trust me. Yeah. How did you make money when you were a kid? Or did you have such a silver spoon lodged in your gullet that you didn't have to?
Wow. Okay, let's go back to the poll. Get that.
It just reversed.
Get those three percenters calling in. A couple things. And it's actually, it's in a book. I would go to, on my bike, to household auctions. Did you have auctions in New Guinea when people like?
Yeah.
Okay, so. And at the end of the auction,
I love auctions.
Yeah, but at the end of the auction, they just sell boxes of stuff. They put, you know, purses, pots and pans, all just in a box. And so I would buy those for a dollar, go through the box, and then I would sell off the individual items. I swear to God, ask my mom.
That's a little entrepreneur skill.
It was. I did that. Sometimes I could sell a purse for like $2 or $3. I spent a dollar on the whole box, so everything else is just profit.
You've always had a profit margin in mind with everything you've done.
Yeah.
Well, that's capitalism.
That's what I mean. I never would have thought of something.
I never
like
thought
that.
About capitalism when I was that age. I was playing out in the cornfields behind the house.
Absolutely.
You know, digging up the bugs and stuff.
But then I would.
Did you ever find any arrowheads?
All the time.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
God, I'd love to have a farmer's field where I could go through it and look for arrowheads.
It was my grandfather's farm. So all the stones and
arrowheads.
Does
anybody have a place I can look for arrowheads? I'm a huge. Huge arrowhead guy.
See, Todd, but if you're out in the field, in that box, there would have been some gloves or a hat, and I would have sold it to you.
What did you do for money when you were a kid, Todd?
Well, you had your allowance, right? You had to do all the
chores. No, I never got an allowance. Yeah. My dad, he did not believe in allowances. Did not believe in allowances. No allowances.
Yeah. I
mine was picking worms. Another was collecting scrap iron, copper, and stuff like that. Another one was pop bottles, going around trying to find pop bottles. They were like 5 cents a piece to return.
You know where else we made some money?
Where?
In grade school. So when you had to do your insect collection, I think I mentioned this once a time before.
Do your what collection?
Insect collection.
Okay.
Didn't you have to put it like on insects like butterflies and grasshoppers and Todd, you did insect collections, didn't
you? A little bit like
right,
that,
right, you label them?
All right.
Well, to kill the bugs, you can't squish them because then it won't look good on your insect collection. So you put them in a mayonnaise jar. And it would sawdust on the bottom. My dad owned a lumber company, so I got the sawdust. Yeah. And then plaster Paris, and then you would put holes in it, and then put in, what is it, meldified? What's that called? The drug that kills them?
Formaldehyde.
So you put that in there, and then you put the moth or the butterfly in there and put the top on, and then it would just die. And I sold those. I made those and sold them to the classmates.
How did you have access to formaldehyde?
I think you could buy it back.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
No, yeah.
What did you do, Todd?
To make money?
Yeah.
I helped deliver milk.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Worked for Borden.
I did that for a semester in college, delivered milk. That's a tough job.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a tough job. When you have to load the thing up in the mornings with all the crates and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. But the fun part was going to those little schools because the nice old lunchroom ladies, they would always, Johnny, I'll make you a nice sandwich.
That's right. Here's a slice of pizza.
Absolutely. We got Senator Craig Break, Mark Houston, Bell Sports Medicine joining us. We got Rock and Roll Land coming up. We got a lot of stuff. Stay with us. And live music you do not want to miss coming up. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dumb.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got Peter Barca. He's running for Congress against Brian Snell and air the grievances. You can be a part Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.